Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Visiting with us on the program, we're speaking with serial entrepreneur Ulf Arnitz, currently the CEO and founder of Howie Technologies, a Swedish SaaS company offering an innovative solution for growth. And Mr. Arnitz, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, you're more than welcome. Certainly great to have you out, and thanks for your time. So, Ulf, I understand you're what we call a serial entrepreneur. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you've come to earn that title.
Okay. I always been interested of starting companies, actually before I did my studies and so on. So I have two degrees, and then finally I had the guts to start my own company when I was like 24, 25, after working for a big IT company. And since then, I've always been the same type of business idea for myself, and that is to find a business challenge which is out on the market, which is not yet solved by a software. And the reason why it's maybe serial entrepreneur is that I'm not the type of person who would like to build a company for, you know, one company for the rest of my life. So I'm more interested of starting a company, proving a company, and taking it to a certain stage.
Hey, that's pretty awesome. Sounds good to me. And I'm sure you take great pride in that as well, as you have been successful already doing so. Now, and speaking of which, you've successfully founded and sold three companies. So they kind of follow suit there. All through the same path, started in Sweden and then ends up in the U.S. Why the U.S.? Talk to us about that. Why does it end up in the U.S.?
It's U.S., if you're in software, it's just a dream market. So in my case, I could start with why Sweden, actually, because Sweden and some other countries like Israel is also very successful. It's perfect countries when you have a business innovation and you would like to prove that with customers, bigger and bigger customers, KPIs, revenue, and so on, that you have a great business model and that it's actually a need, a business need of your application. That's much cheaper, much faster, and much better to prove in a small market where you're closer, you don't have to travel so much, you're closer to your customers, you could learn from the customers and so on. Why US, at least for me, I mean, this may be wrong or not or correct, but for me, it has always been US because it's if you could win the US market and if you could grow from the US internationally, you could grow much faster, especially within B2B. It's very few B2B applications actually that are not viewed at least as US-based companies. So it's easier to sell a US-based B2B application than it is to sell a Swedish B2B application to other countries.
And that does make total sense. Certainly understand it very clear. Now, what is a piece of leadership advice you'd wish you had known earlier? I'm sure if you could share that with us, that would be great. And we could learn from that.
I think that it depends on what type of entrepreneur you are. I'm the type of entrepreneur who could take a business problem, you know, a business challenge. I've been working with CEOs for more than 30 years as customers and CEO and executives. And for me, I put a lot of energy in order to take that know-how and make it understandable for the people developing our application. So very much, you know, take the business need down to how to develop this type of application and keep it narrowed. And I have never had a partner that is a financial partner. I mean, I have raised money, I have venture capital firms and so on. But if I would have done my different journeys again, I would probably have started with a true financial partner from the beginning, someone who could make sure that, you know, driving, not just opening up some doors, but driving the process to find investors, and very much be in charge of the financial part of how you normally build and grow a company. Because what's if you spend a lot of time, as I do, in order to make sure that we get a better product and we get more and more customers, I think that it takes time. Every time you raise money, it stops a little bit, you know, how much you could focus on the operational. So that's one thing I would say I would have done different with what I know today. And then another thing which I also have learned very much is that I think me and many other entrepreneurs, we start our companies based on that we really, really believe in something. We spend a lot of time with hiring the right people, but also taking care of the people. We would like to become a big family, working as much as possible, having dinner in the office, et cetera, et cetera. But what I have learned now, which I didn't know about 10 years ago, was how important it is to also measure, you know, whatever should be done. So not just trust that you have a great culture, everyone is working hard, but also have budgets, have you know, activities, a way to steer and measure that everyone is actually focusing in the right direction, and that what is supposed to get done during a quarter or a year actually gets done. So what gets measured gets done, so to say.
We certainly do appreciate your time and your visit with us here today. We're speaking with Ulf Arnets, currently the CEO and founder of Howie Technologies, a Swedish SaaS company offering an innovative solution for growth. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, your latest venture is Howie Technologies, a solution for growth. Tell us what you've set out to do with this platform. I'm sure that would be some good information.
This is probably the biggest thing I have done so far. So what it is that it's very much like Salesforce is for a head of sales and marketing. Howie is a business critical application, a mission critical application for the CEO. So I'm very much trying to build that type of software company, which is a business critical application for the CEO. And if you compare, just so people could understand listening to this, like 25 years ago, the head of sales, which actually have a very similar type of work and behavior as the CEO, was actually pointing, you know, making sure that everyone was enthusiastic about the budget, that everyone was proactive, and of course focusing on sales and marketing. Maybe these type of roles as the head of sales also has some dinners and lunch and so on. But in best case, 25 years ago, they were actually following up the sales with Excel. And sales is quite easy. You have a budget, you very much take that budget further and further out in the organization, but it's quite easy because it's money, margins, and so on. A CEO has the same behavior and have had that for many, many years. And that is very much that you know, be enthusiastic, make sure that we have the right executive team, make sure that people understand where the company is going. But in the best case, a CEO today is following up in Excel. So, and the CEO's organization is much more, you know, it's 10 times larger. It's much more cross-functional challenges and so on. So the problem the CEO has today when they are normally working with Excel or they are just delegating is that what they are measured on, like the most strategic initiatives or must-win battles, they are normally very, very delayed in reality versus the plan, which means that if a company would have decided to go from 6% profit to 12% profit within 2 years, they don't have a way to measure, they don't have a way to accelerate that. Or if a company would like to become more environmental, become more green in order to reach other shareholders or investors, it's the same thing. And that's why we call our application Howie. So for the CEO can't delegate this to one executive or two executives. He needs every executive, every manager, every team leader, and especially every employee to focus and accelerate on activities. So it's very much about how to make the strategy or these most important goals actionable and measurable.
Yeah, thanks for getting into some of the details on your new venture, Howie Technology. It's really great to have you on to talk about it as well. And it is quite interesting, I might add. Now, within enterprise tech, what would you say is the next biggest thing to look out for and to join early on?
I may not be the right person to ask that because I'm really into what I'm doing. But I must say that, you know, we have in Sweden and also here in US and international customers. And what we are able to prove is that the CEO, which also needs our application for managers and employees, they pay us about 10 times more than what they're paying for their CRM application. So I, of course, believe that this market, the software for CEOs will become huge and much larger than the CRM market that is today about 65 billion. And I actually, even if someone is listening to that, they could contact me on LinkedIn. But what could become bigger within B2B and the enterprise than a software that needs to be used by everyone in the company, not just people within sales or if you have a financial application, for example, that the CFO and the financial department is using. So I think this area is actually becoming one of the largest.
Mr. Arnott, it's really great to have had you on today to spend a moment with us here today on behalf of Howie Technologies. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to make mention of as we draw things to a close today?
I'm from Sweden, so I think that it's very, very important to focus, to have your dreams, to try to fulfill and do those dreams. But I also think it's very important to enjoy life. So balance in life, meanwhile you're building a successful company. That's my advice.
And of course, it goes without saying, we really do appreciate those concluding remarks. And again, for joining us here today. If listeners wanted to get more information on Howie Technologies online or to be in touch, where's the best place to do so?
Our web is howwe.io. So howwe.io. And they could also find me on LinkedIn, which is Ulf, U-L-F. @ArnettZ at Howie, at only that actually on LinkedIn. That's how to reach us.
And of course, listeners, as always, you can find these links within the show notes of this broadcast for your convenience. Mr. Arnett, all the best, and hopefully we can get you back on with an update down the track right here on EPN. Thanks so much for joining us here today.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Ulf Arnett, currently the CEO and founder of Howie Technologies, a Swedish SaaS company offering an innovative solution for growth. And for all the details, visit howie.io. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.